They're bullied, displaced, sometimes even orphaned. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Today we're talking about what persecuted Christian kids are going through. You'll also hear about a ministry with a unique outreach strategy among the unreached. In both situations, it's going to take an active church to make a difference. Stay tuned to find your place in the story. First, Christians in certain parts of the world are enduring severe persecution. They're oppressed, displaced, and even killed because they follow Jesus Christ. Most recently, two gunmen stormed a church in Egypt last Friday and killed 9 people. In these situations, the ones who often suffer the most are the kids. David Curry with Open Doors USA.
We have the ability as adults to sort of contextualize things, even in the most difficult situation. But imagine a child in that circumstance.
Curry's heard these kids' stories.
I was with a young man named Noah from Iraq. His experience was like so many others. In the middle of the night, he was wakened by his parents and told, ISIS is coming to attack us because we are Christians. So he had to leave everything in his house, even his most precious toys, everything. And when he came back, it was all destroyed.
Open Doors is helping these persecuted Christian children with aid and trauma care. If you'd like to support and encourage these kids, learn more at missionnews.org.
We're going to help reach out, rebuild, and give some deeper context for these kids, give them assistance, give them the care they need so that we can have a strong and healthy body of Christ.
There are a few organizations whose goal is to put themselves out of business, but that's exactly what Bethany Christian Services is trying to do. According to Bethany's Christy Gleason, they want to make orphanages a thing of the past.
So we focus not just on orphans, but really on families. And so our day-to-day work really focuses on how can we get children out of orphanages and into families. So either back into their biological family, or if that's not a possibility, into a foster family.
Recently, countries like Rwanda and Romania announced that they want to move away from orphanages and get children into foster homes.
What we're feeling is this momentum shift where it's been a little bit slow and steady, but now we have lots of interest from governments, from churches, from organizations in the U.S. interested in helping us with this movement of moving away from orphanage care and into what we call family-based care.
In other words, Bethany Christian Services would say, we're on the right track. Still, a world that doesn't need Bethany can only be built on a united church body that recognizes the active power of Christ.
A really great way that people can start, obviously, is to pray. Pray for organizations, pray for governments to think about orphan care differently.
Find out what you can do to change the world of orphan care at our website. When it comes to making a difference in 2018, David Pope thinks it starts with leadership. Enter the Issachar Initiative.
In 2011, we brought together some business leaders and market leaders together and started the Issachar Initiative for the purpose of raising up a new generation of men and women who understood the scriptures, the time in which we were living, and knew what the church had to do.
Since then, the Issachar Initiative has been trying to put believers in the middle of unreached people groups all across the globe.
Oftentimes, people are willing to go if someone would just stand with them, offer just a little reasonable support for just a few years, and then they can establish a presence and get self-sustaining church going.
Once a Christian is in a previously unreached community, it'll be up to them to distribute Bibles, teach scripture, and wisely use the tools given to them by the Issachar Initiative. It's a lot on one person's shoulders, and they can't do it without your prayer and support.
It's not a question of whether or not we will finish this task. It will be finished. The question is, will we be a part of finishing it? Will we enjoy the fruits of having been in this great movement of the Lord Jesus Christ that's coming to culmination?
Find out how you can be a part of that movement at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.